The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you out there. It is hump day.
Hump day.
It's Wednesday, August 13th, episode 1720. I like it when it flows like that, 1720. Yes. And the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coach's Corner will be returning this Saturday at 9 a.m. Tune in a few minutes before that because Brian has a wonderful pre-show little conversation.
And in the year 1720, a significant financial event known as the South Sea Bubble occurred in Great Britain, involving a speculative boom and subsequent crash of the South Sea Company's stock. And a plague outbreak happened.
I need to make sure that they know that when he's not here, we won't be doing that, that segment.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But it's just for you. And we're in the fourth day of school, full day. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow. No, 1720 is when the bubonic plague started. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah. That is a big deal.
See? I knew this would be fruitful at some point.
Again, we will not be doing that because that would require research, and we're not going to do that when you're not here.
You can just Google it while he's got a computer. You used to bring up a computer.
Well, he'll Google. I brought one up once.
One time.
And I realized it's easier just through the phone. But
that's true.
Carrying that up here. But anyway, I have a question for you guys. You know, yesterday was Taco Tuesday, and I think we've talked about this before, but I was just wondering, who has had the pickle drink at Sonic? Is anybody?
I have.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about that. What was that like?
It doesn't taste like what you'd expect. It's got a little pickly flavor to it. They put a pickle on top, and I wish they didn't, because I just get rid of that. It's sweet. I'm trying to think of how to...
Now, don't they have something else, too, that a food thing?
Yes. I have not tried the burger, but I did try the pickle-seasoned French fries and tater tots, and they are delicious.
Okay.
They're top-notch.
I could probably go with the pickle burger, too.
Well,
I think I'd be okay with
and
that.
And the slushy... It tastes more like, you know, it's called the Pickle-Rita slush. It tastes more like a margarita than anything. Like it's acidy, like the lime.
I'm
it's
just
sweet.
Trying to figure out how he would know what it tastes like.
That's really what it tastes like. It's kind of like tart, and it's
okay.
Not lime, but
so you
it's
don't
sweet.
Really taste a pickle.
No, it's just that acid like you would get from a lime. And they just put that in there. But it's pretty good. The boba in it is fine. It's whatever. But the actual slushy's not bad.
Is that going to be forever? Or they,
I think it's a
limited time
thing.
Yeah,
it's part of a deal with a pickle brand. I did not try the burger. It's got fried pickles on it, I think the burger does.
Does it have those fancy pickles on it?
I think so. I think it's got those and fried pickles.
What is the... I've seen
Grillo's,
it. Yeah.
I think is the brand. But the French fries...
They're good.
The pickle-seasoned fries and tater tots were good. They almost taste like a salt and vinegar chip.
Yeah, kinda. I think that would be good. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I was thinking about when we were talking about food yesterday. I talked about the teriyaki place. I think it'd be neat to try that out. It's kind of a fast food kind of thing. You can get it pretty quickly, and it's on Franklin Road. And then there's another that sell acai bowls, I think, next to it. I can't remember the name of the place, but...
Well, there are a lot of those coming up, too.
Yeah.
Out there.
Have you ever had one?
Mm-mm.
I really love them. I think Smoothie King, to me, makes the best one, but you can even get them at the store, you know, like in the frozen section. And it kind of has an ice cream kind of... You know, if you're hungry for an ice cream, that would probably be a good replacement.
What does acai taste like?
Chocolate.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a chocolatey.
You know that pink drink that I had that I was on a kick with from
the lavender
Starbucks?
One?
No, the pink one.
Okay.
They called it the pink drink. You remember, I brought you one once. That's strawberry and acai together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
And so they mix that with some... What is the chocolate in that? What is that really? I don't know, but they have blueberries and strawberries and bananas and It's pretty good size. Now they're not cheap. They're like $12.
But it's a bowl with all of those things in it.
It can make a meal out of it for sure, you know, but it's about $12. It's not cheap.
I will say I've never had acai on its own. I've always had it with something else.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna have a good show coming up for you. It's Wednesday hump day, and we always have a good show on Wednesday. We're gonna play a game today too. So stay right here with us here on the Wake Up Crew. Be careful, be safe out there this morning. It is now time for the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products. So we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres are now tied with the Dodgers for first in the NL West after San Diego won its game at San Francisco 5-1. The Dodgers were beaten in 10 innings in Anaheim, 7-6 by the Angels. The Dodgers had taken the lead top of the ninth on a leadoff homer from Shohei Ohtani, his 43rd. In the AL West, Houston and the Mariners are now tied for first. Seattle won its eighth straight game, 1-0 at Baltimore. Houston was beaten at home 14-1 by Boston. Milwaukee won its 11th game in a row, 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Brewers hit 5 home runs. Pirates only had 4 hits. Toronto beat the Cubs 5-1. The Yankees were 9-1 winners over Minnesota. Aaron Judge hit his 38th homer. The Mets ended a 7-game losing streak, 13-5 over Atlanta. 2 homers for Pete Alonso. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 6-1. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had surgery on his left thumb.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after 6 o'clock. I got it here on the Wake Up Crew. It's hump day. And we were talking about food today. I've got a question for you to come up in the next segment, guys. I want to know all about the new Tesla tunnel that's coming to Nashville, supposedly. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The Boring Company?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I want to talk about it. Because when I look at pictures of that, it's weird.
It looks futuristic.
Going to go to the airport, right? Mm-hmm.
And to the downtown convention center.
And it's a one-way thing, isn't it? It's not big enough. I mean, do they have two ways? Or are they going to have two ways to... But anyway, you all can look it up and we'll discuss it when we get back. But it's kind of interesting to me. And, of course, Marsha Blackburn decided to run for governor. So, and they already think she has a 65-point lead or whatever on
that
Rose.
Tunnel is called the Music
Wait a
City
minute.
Loop.
Wait a minute.
I'm just telling you that's the official name. If, you know, if the listeners want to research before we get to talking about it, the Music City Loop is what they've named it.
Well, it'll be a neat little thing if it works out. So we'll have to see. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But
you know, it reminds me of the bank.
You know, I told him not to talk about it today, and now he's talking about it right now. Okay. Like the bank.
Yeah. Like that tube that you put your, you know, your check in to have it deposited, and you push the button, and it goes.
Well, it may ride like that. Who knows? Lainey Rice is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being so awesome at her job and doing it with a smile and a kind word every time you see her. Lainey Rice is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And I'd like to know where Lainey works. Do you know where Lainey works? Because I'd like to go see her if she's so awesome at her job, you know?
I don't.
No, that's a shame. But anyway.
You know what I do know, though? I know she's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Yeah, she is. And News Radio WGNS.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget us.
If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easiest ways you can get them here. There are others, but name, address, phone number, sentence why, that's all we need to know. So even if it's passenger pigeon, send them on.
What special day is it today, Dalton?
Well, today's special day, it is Mother's Day in Thailand. I'm not going to do that one. It is National Julianne Fries Day. So, Julienne fries are like McDonald's-shaped fries.
Small, square fries.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Not crinkle cut, not steak fries. Julienne fry day.
That'd be a good thing to eat, though, today in honor of it. That's for sure. And tell us about our song of the day today.
Today's song of the day is the most recent on our list of unexpected duets. This was, 2019 or so when this song came out, which was like 6 years ago. This is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gone.
It may be even more recent than that. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But big song.
It was everywhere.
Put Billy Ray back on the map for a while anyway.
For a week.
6:24, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. A violent night in Clarksville as police investigate two separate shooting incidents within minutes of each other. The first reported at 7:25 outside of a Japanese restaurant where one man was reported shot. The second call coming in 10 minutes later as a man was reported shot at someone's home on Cabot Drive. It's unclear if the two are related in any way. The victims are being treated at this hour. The Tennessee State Fair is set to get underway tomorrow. DJ MJ with our affiliate WANT in Lebanon is there with a preview.
The Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair's theme for this year is Going Hog Wild and Bacon Memories at the Fair, celebrating the year of pork. The fair will take place for 10 big days at the Ward Ag Center in Lebanon, August 14th through the 23rd. Reporting from the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair, I'm WANT's MJ for Access Tennessee.
WANT also has a great booth at the fair. Stop by and say hello to these local broadcasters if you get the chance. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
A former Benton County commissioner wanted for failing to appear in criminal court for abuse charges appears to have been apprehended. Stephen Stokes was indicted earlier this year on one count of sexual battery with a minor. However, he did not appear for a scheduled court date Monday. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and after a day of following leads, Stokes was arrested Tuesday afternoon. Will Dunlap, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 minutes after the hour, and we've got a lot of things coming up. Good neighbor events. We've got Rewind, weather, traffic, all that coming up and more. Be careful out there driving today, and it is middle of the week, and school is in session. Don't forget that. I guess MTSU is going to be starting pretty soon, too, if they haven't already. I don't know exactly when they start. But
end of the month, I think.
I think that's probably right. We were talking about the Music City Loop. Now, what gets me is what it scares me the way it looks.
Mm.
Okay, so explain to us exactly what the Music City Loop, what it's going to look like, how it's going to operate.
Yes, I'll go through some things. In July 28th, the Boring Company, alongside state officials, announced plans for an underground tunnel that would connect the Nashville International Airport to downtown Nashville, called the Music City Loop. They discussed this, whatever. It's similar to a tunnel that the same company opened in Las Vegas called the Las Vegas Loop. And the map it seems like it starts at the state capitol, goes through where the convenience center the convention center is, all the way down to the airport. It's a 9.5-mile long tunnel, which features stops at BNA, the state capitol, and the Music City Center. The Vegas Loop.
So is it like a subway type thing? I mean, will there be?
I haven't read that far in the article yet, so
okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It stops at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The one in Las Vegas does, which is a similar feature to the proposed one in Music City.
It's two-way. It is two-way.
Yes. So it's two-way. They announced its intent to apply for the permit. The article does not say anymore.
But are there two separate tunnels, or is it? Okay. All right. There you go. That's answered my question.
They call it a loop.
Yeah.
So that's why they called it
Are they building it underground, or how's that? They build it underground.
What's important to know about it is it's not a train.
Not a subway.
You drive your car through it. So you drive your own car through this loop, but it goes one way and there's no stops. That's why it's a big deal, because you're going one way and there's only 3 points in this entire 9.5 miles that you would stop, which is at the convenience center, at the Capitol, or at the airport.
I don't think you use your own vehicle, because this is talking about they're going to use Teslas like the Model 3 and the Model X to take passengers from the airport. So if you fly in and you're going to the convention center,
right,
you use that instead of taking a taxi or an Uber.
And so what they'll do is they'll drop you off. If you want to go to the convention center, you tell them that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
So people are actually going to drive these vehicles.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a taxi system.
So a mass transportation type of way.
But there is some opposition to it, right? Or they're unsure of it, maybe? Is that kind of what the issue is? But I would think that's kind of what Nashville's been needing for a long time. That's just my opinion.
Well, what they're getting to come into the convention center, I don't know about the state capitol.
Yeah.
Whether there's enough traffic there. But the convention center, when you're bringing in these big conventions, you can fly into the airport, get in that, get to the convention center, and go back, get on your plane, and you never have to find a car, Uber, taxi, something.
I honestly think it needs more stops in Nashville, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess if you get to the convention center, that's downtown.
Yeah, you're on
so
Broadway.
So if you're there, you're on Broadway, you can walk, which is probably what they're thinking. You only really need
that's pretty
that one.
Pretty interesting stuff. When they do have it completed,
which I don't know how long that's supposed to take to
It has not said.
But when they do that, when they have it completed, I want to send a representative from our show to
ride
it.
We could do an entire show from the Music City Loop.
I thought we'd send you down there and let you run the whole route and give us reports, you know, as it come in.
It does look scary, but I really think it's just a long road.
Well, if there's two tunnels, I'm okay with it.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't look big enough for, you know.
Well, I think there's one tunnel and then there's a tunnel that's separate.
Yeah.
So you don't see the opposite traffic.
Yeah, that was kind of scaring me a little bit.
The one in Las Vegas completed in 2 years. So they were done with it in 2 years from when
that's faster than I thought.
Well, there's probably nothing to stop them. I mean,
you're underground.
Yeah, you're underground. Wow. Exciting things happening in the Music City. All right, it's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
Well, isn't this funny? 1907, the first taxi cabs operate in New York City.
Oh, would you look at that.
And 1913, the invention of stainless steel. In 1923, the U.S. Steel Corporation initiates an 8-hour workday. 1935, roller derby is born. 1968, Dave DeBuscher pitches a shutout against the Cleveland Indians. He was also a basketball star as well. In 1967, Bonnie and Clyde, starring Warren Beatty, is released. And in 1981, the last broadcast of The Waltons on CBS TV, currently seen on MeTV. And Michael Phelps wins about 8,000 gold medals in 2008. He actually wins three world records. 2013, Crash My Party, the fourth studio album by Luke Bryan, is released.
If you want to call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby.
I did that today in history like I was in a, like,
hurry, hurry, hurry,
hurry, hurry. And we'll be back. Rewind's coming up next at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 13th, 1967. The release of the movie Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty.
I just figured on some easy pickings, didn't you, Frank?
And Faye Dunaway.
Get away!
August 13th, 1981.
Were you with a girl?
The last broadcast of
Night Joe and Business Time One.
The Waltons on CBS.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
This date in 1990, Curtis Mayfield was paralyzed when an equipment tower fell on him on stage before a concert. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny, chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
Good morning. Overnight road work has had traffic really slow over here by the airport. It's still very heavy and slow on 40 eastbound from Fessler's all the way into Donaldson there up by Donaldson Pike. Again, it's just crawling up by Spence Lane on 40 going eastbound this morning. And it looks like it's a little bit heavier than it was a few minutes ago on 24 coming in from Clarksville, traveling through Robertson County. Again, give yourself extra time out here where this rain is pushing to the east of Nashville here in Middle Tennessee. Princess Hot Chicken, live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize our local family businesses. That helps our community. The Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday of each month at the St. Clair Senior Center. That's the first and third Fridays. We're in the final weekend for two great plays. Sweeney Todd wraps up Saturday night at the Art Center of Cannon County. And here in Murfreesboro, The Odd Couple continues through this Sunday at the Center for the Arts on West College, just off the square. And that's the female version, sort of a twist. Want to remind you, the Murfreesboro Police Department's Teen Citizens Police Academy will be August 19th through September 23rd. Get with Lieutenant Jason Higgins at the Murfreesboro Police Department. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
21 minutes before 7, I'm still psyched about the Music City Loop.
Yes.
It's funny they put one in Vegas and they put one they're thinking about one in Nashville,
uh-huh.
Which means entertainment cities.
Right.
You know, places to stop and...
And places that don't have mass transit like New York.
Correct. Yeah. You ever been to Vegas?
I have not.
That's an interesting place to go to.
I've heard it's actually pretty fun.
I've been there. It's fun if you don't gamble, though. It's you got to find your adventures somewhere else. I mean, it's not for
everybody.
Go to
a concert.
They have good eating places, though.
You need to kind of plan it out. Around something else that you're going to do
Right. Ooh, we better do our dad joke. He'll run out of time.
I hope not. You know, God said, come forth and receive eternal life.
Yeah.
I came in fifth and won a toaster.
I kind of like that
pretty
one.
Pretty good. The thumbs up.
That was innovative. That has some thought.
And I would like to say, for your first official joke back after your 2-week break, great job.
A thumbs plus.
Yes. Very good.
We have a thumbs plus now.
Very good.
Oh, new category.
641, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. President Trump meets virtually today with European leaders, hoping to convince him to include Ukraine in Friday's summit with Vladimir Putin. CBS's Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has traveled to Berlin to join German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in person for today's call with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance.
Hundreds of National Guard troops have joined local police on the streets of Washington, D.C. as part of the president's plan to reduce crime and homelessness. This local is opposed.
That sounds like economic growth for the community, when in fact it's not long-term. It is human suffering.
Tropical storm Erin is churning in the Atlantic, stirring up dangerous rip currents along the East Coast. CBS New York meteorologist Tony Sudiku.
Eventually, this is on track to become a major hurricane. No threat to the United States as of right now.
That, forecasters say, could change. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Governor Bill Lee has submitted a federal waiver request that would restrict how Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are used in Tennessee. If approved, recipients would no longer be allowed to use SNAP funds to purchase sodas or candies, but could instead buy prepared foods, such as rotisserie chicken. According to the proposal, sodas include drinks whose first two ingredients are carbonated water and a form of sugar or high fructose corn syrup. Candies are defined similarly, with sugar or caloric sweetener listed first. Lee says the change is about improving public health and saving taxpayer dollars, though critics argue that it infringes on personal choice. The plan stems from the, quote, Make America Healthy Again initiative and mirrors similar waivers approved in 12 other states. The Tennessee House has already passed a bill supporting this move, but it remains in the Senate Health and Welfare Committee. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro and Smyrna residents who are members of Middle Tennessee Electric are reminded to cast their votes ahead of the cooperative's annual meeting on Saturday, August 16th. MTE, a not-for-profit utility founded in 1936, now serves over 750,000 residents across Rutherford, Williamson, Wilson, and Cannon counties. Voting is available at all MTE customer service locations from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. on weekdays and until 10 a.m. on Saturday. Rutherford County ballots can be cast at the Murfreesboro office on New Salem Highway or the Smyrna office on Nolan Road. This meeting offers members a chance to shape leadership and review cooperative operations for the year ahead. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Every month of the year is wedding season. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have 4 different vendors that have bridal pieces. We probably have over 200 different engagement rings for you to look at, with different stone shapes, white gold, yellow gold, platinum. So if you don't know what you're looking for in an engagement ring, come in here to Bell Jewelers and we have many options for you to look at. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do, to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Need to send out professional mailings without the hassle? Franklin's Printworks makes it easy with print-to-mail service.
That is directly in our wheelhouse. We have our own in-house mail department, so we can design something, print it, and send it out under our bulk mail adhesia. Save you a lot on postage, and you don't even have to touch it.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says from postcards and newsletters to invoices, bulk mailings, design, printing, and direct mail, they handle it all.
It's a pretty quick turnaround and very cost-efficient.
Your message delivered with Franklin's Printworks.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. In a controversial move, leaders of the small town of Mason in West Tennessee have voted to reopen a shuttered Core Civic Detention Center to house ICE detainees. Following a reportedly chaotic meeting last night, city officials narrowly approved the measure. The agreement would bring more than 250 jobs as well as new revenue to the city. WMCTV says the crowd opposing the project was big, while a few also showed up in support, saying Mason needs the jobs and the money. The facility has been shuttered since 2021 following an order ending federal contracts with private prisons under the Biden administration. Murray County officials say the body of an 18-year-old has been recovered from the Duck River. The discovery was made yesterday near the Highway 13 bridge. Authorities say he was pronounced dead at the scene. The young man has been identified and his family has been informed. The investigation into his death, though, is ongoing. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The grave of Captain William Lytle, one of Murfreesboro's founding figures, was destroyed at his historic family cemetery. Lytle was a Revolutionary War soldier who donated the land upon which Murfreesboro was built. As WGNS reports, Murfreesboro police have launched an investigation. Meanwhile, historians are working to raise money to restore and protect the local historic site. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm so excited. The dad joke was really good.
Yeah, it was. We needed that real, like.
I mean, it's almost like he pulled that out of the archives or something to.
Because if we're being honest, all of our last kind of group of jokes were good, but they weren't real good, you know? And we've just kind of been, yeah, that's good. You know, but that one was it was good.
Like I said, I don't think it's him, but I think it's just the dad joke kind of got lazy.
If we were,
I think we depended on Daryl too much. I mean, you know, now he's decided he's taking a few days off. He said that. He told me.
Oh, did he?
He's going to take a few days
off.
The
pressure gets to you.
Well, I mean, it does after a while.
If we were rating that one out of 10, I think it would have been a 10. It was a really good joke.
Yeah.
And so I think that was kind of needed to breathe some new life back into the dad joke, you know?
The only problem is you're only as good as you are that day.
That's true.
I mean, that's the problem.
You're not as good as your greatest joke. You're as good as your most recent.
Come prepared to perform daily.
It's like an underdog team that just came back and won the World Series. That's how it feels.
That's the way I feel about high school football. I have to come prepared to do the utmost that I can, you know, for the broadcast. You know how I come prepared. Yeah.
He does. He's got his paper. Show. He's got his colored pens.
He's got my colored pens and paper.
The pens.
And
I mean, the teams are color coordinated with pen color. Who else does that? No one.
True. I do work football though in pencil.
Because it's, you got to erase sometimes.
It's just almost impossible not to do that.
And those, when I was spotting, I used a pencil.
But they're dark lead pencils. They're not they're dark lead where you can read them.
And those who have filled in and helped doing color in football or any other sport, it's always, can I borrow a pen? Every time.
And that's a death sentence.
Now listen, he's just doing that to butter me up because he knows.
No, it's true.
But one thing that excites me about football is the multitasking part of it. I really get into the multitasking part of it.
I have a controversial football question.
But now my hands are numb. I can't do anymore.
Go ahead. Because of the carpal tunnel.
Yeah, carpal tunnel's it.
Is Ron as good of a spotter as I was?
That's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever been asked that.
Because I don't think I was a great spotter.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. how do I put this? You were the best spotter in terms of knowing when to come in, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Rod gives more to the table because he knows football so well. I mean, he gives.
Well, and Rod's on the air when he's spotting.
Yeah,
and so it's a little different.
Well, he's not on the air when he's spotting. Oh, okay. But he can also talk in our ears and go, that was a good tackle there, or whatever, you know. He can add a few things that you couldn't, but your timing was impeccable. I mean, you really got where you were really good at it. And Rod, we're still working on microphone adjustments with Rod.
Mic etiquette. It's only been a decade.
I hope Rod's not listening this morning. But Rod has a tendency to his microphone to fall down a little bit, and he gets into the game.
Oh yeah,
and I never did that. No, it was a fight to stay awake.
I think when you spot, you don't necessarily have to be in the game, right? I think you just need to focus on that tackle, right?
Right.
And so I'd say you were right up there. I'd say you're probably number one. Rod be a good two.
And sometimes it's hard to pick out who the running back is. And so since you're seeing that play, if you are familiar enough with the numbers, you can kind of help with that.
And Rod's a lot older than you.
That's true.
So you've got the advantage of age on you.
And I was like 12.
Yeah.
When I was spotting.
Yeah.
So.
But
and I didn't have to sit at the table. I got to sit on a toolbox.
It's kind of like we know Rod's there, and Rod helps us with all the other stuff.
Sure.
But when it came to just actually the job of spotting, wouldn't you say he's probably the best one?
Yeah, I think so.
No offense to Rod. Rod does great.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Rod adds other things that you didn't, you know, so.
But they weren't spotting. They're not spotting.
No, they're not spotting.
Pre-game and all that stuff. Halftime. I mean, he's
going
got
to the bathroom. Insights, you know, things like that.
Yeah. I read ads that one time. Never got to again.
You know, I wasn't going to bring that up. And here you go, right there.
She was on a couple of weeks ago on Rutherford Issues, and I talked to her about that Dalton gave her a new name one time.
And what did she say?
Miss Ginny Williams. She said, I get that a lot.
See? It's not just me.
Not necessarily Guinea, but, you know, mispronouncing the name.
Yeah.
She said it. I don't think I've ever heard that one, but I have been called multiple things.
You know, I think that was the biggest laugh I've ever gotten.
Oh, y'all couldn't recover.
In football history.
And the play was going on, and y'all just kept laughing. And I was 12, so.
I know. We were violating labor laws, I think. All right, it's time for birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Man, it's Wednesday the 13th. Is that bad luck? No, that's Friday.
So.
Annie Oakley was born in 1860. John Logie Baird, a Scottish inventor and father of the television, born in 1888. 1895, Burt Lahr, American comic and actor. He was the Lion in The Wizard of Oz. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. 1899, Alfred Hitchcock, English director. He directed Psycho, Birds, and Rear Window, and had his own television show.
Yes.
In 1912, Ben Hogan, American golfer, 8-time major title winner. 1920, Neville Brand, American soldier and actor. He was in Laredo, the TV show. And let's look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays around here. We've got Shireen Staples, Vicki Young, Joanne Skidmore Luckhart, Roger Sargent, Edward Birch, Frank Frankenbach, and Jenny Harrison. From everyone at Rise, it's Jenny's birthday.
Jenny!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 72.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident. It's going to be just before you get up into Madison on 65 northbound, right near Dickerson Pike. Of course, the heaviest flow is on the other side, coming southbound. It looks like it's still running a little bit slow through Pleasant View. As you come through that section in Robertson County coming in from Clarksville this morning can be a little bit slow there on I-24 coming eastbound. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken, live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Online today for your order at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register now to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find.
So many tea leaves to read into, so let's get to it.
I know, right?
Ryan Reynolds might have some things to say about the next appearance of Deadpool. On his Instagram, he posted the Avengers logo with very Deadpool-inspired graffiti on it. Marvel fans are convinced we'll finally see him go full-on Deadpool in Avengers Doomsday, now in production. We're waiting on more intel for Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Now her new Spotify playlist is loaded with past tracks produced by Max Martin and Shellback. Swift Nation is convinced that's who's behind the new album, not Jack Antonoff, who's worked on her last five records. Guess we're going to have to wait this one out. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've had a good time, but it's time to say goodbye for the 6 o'clock hour.
But don't worry.
We're going to have more fun.
There's one more hour.
And we're going to play a game next hour, too.
Yeah, we're going to play a game. We're going to do random questions.
Oh, yeah. Lainey Rice is today's Good Neighbor Today for being so awesome at her job and doing it with a smile and a kind word. Every time you see her, Lainey's going to receive flowers from birthday girl Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Now, for clarification, that's not Ginny Harrison.
No.
It's Ginny.
Ginny.
Yeah. You can also get your or nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. The process for birthdays is very similar. Just call or text that number, 615-893-1450, or WGNSradio.com/birthdays, so that we can give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Is outdated technology slowing your business down? Syscorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses stay focused on what truly matters. Sys-corp.net. S-Y-S. Sys-corp.net.
And stay tuned for the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Preparing for Putin.
The president speaks with Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders.
Patrolling Washington, D.C.
The National Guard has law enforcement power.
Redrawing the Texas political map.
He is committed to calling us back again until our work is done.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump will meet virtually today with Ukraine's President Zelensky. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports it's a key get-together just ahead of Friday's Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska.
The White House press secretary says they do not expect the meeting between Trump and Putin to end with, quote, deliverables. The hope is that it will lead to a three-way meeting with those two leaders, plus Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. A White House official tells CBS News the meeting will take place at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson on the northern edge of Anchorage. Zelensky continues to question, though, Putin's motives and said he believes the Russian leader is just looking for photo ops with Trump.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Fevered phone consultations underway this hour on this side of the Atlantic. European leaders brainstorming among themselves and with Ukraine's President Zelensky ahead of an online call with President Trump later today. They hope they can persuade Trump to take a tough line with Putin at Friday's summit. They fear the implications for Ukraine's and for their own future security if he doesn't.
Now to the nation's capital, where CBS's Scott McFarlane reports National Guard troops were on the streets last night as part of President Trump's move to take control of the D.C. Police Department.
In D.C.'s Anacostia neighborhood, Ron Moten says crime has long plagued his community, but he and others are skeptical this is a good idea.
They're tired of violence. I get it. But my only caution is one thing can lead to the next thing. You can take over our police department today, and we wake up and you take over our city.
They may not give it back.
They might not give it back.
Top Department of Justice officials, including the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, met with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser yesterday while the White House defended the 30-day takeover.
We are removing as many criminals from the streets, and we are cleaning up D.C. as best as we can.
The White House has ordered a review of the Smithsonian museums to align content with President Trump's interpretation of American history.
A White House letter to Secretary of the Smithsonian Institution Lonnie Bunch follows up on President Trump's March executive order calling for the removal of what he termed improper ideology. It's timed with next year's 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in mind. The letter states the aim is to celebrate American exceptionalism and remove what it calls partisan or divisive narratives. The Smithsonian says it remains committed to factual history and is reviewing the letter. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The Treasury Department says the U.S. has seen a record increase in tariff income with a 273% rise in customs revenue from last year. But the budget deficit is up 20% year over year, and the gross national debt has topped $37 trillion, a new record. GE Appliances today announced a plan to invest more than $3 billion over the next 5 years in its U.S. operations. Rip currents are a factor along the East Coast, and they could intensify as a tropical storm closes in. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports on a fatality off New Jersey.
Seaside Heights Ocean Rescue Team on jet skis, rushing to help five people after they got caught in a rip current. It happened during beach after hours Monday when there were no lifeguards on duty.
It only takes about 30 seconds to get in trouble in the ocean.
The police chief, Thomas Boyd, says a 31-year-old man later died.
What happens with people when they get caught in rip currents? They hyperventilate. That's where they intake the salt water.
Also on Monday, a woman in distress prompted another after-hours rescue, this time at Manhattan Beach in New York City. The woman was pronounced dead at the hospital, though the cause of her death is not known.
The tropical storm named Aaron is expected to become a hurricane and approach Bermuda early next week. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Texas State Senate has passed its version of a Republican-led congressional redistricting map. Democrats in the Texas House are still out of the state.
Texas Republican House Speaker Dustin Burroughs says if they're unable to get a quorum on Friday, they'll end the special session 5 days early and call a new one.
He is committed to calling us back again until our work is done.
This would start the entire process over again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also threatening to redraw the new congressional map.
If Texas were to draw its maps the way that these Democrat states have drawn their maps, it could mean as many as maybe even 10 seat pickup.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore a portion of the 800 federal science research grants that it suspended at UCLA last month. It's seen as a major setback to force the university into a $1 billion settlement. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The court has given the Trump administration about a week to come back and show how they've gotten the funds back to UCLA because it was improper and against the law to terminate those grants in the first place.
Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will be sentenced today in New York for his sexual assault conviction earlier this year. Weinstein's already serving a 16-year sentence for sex crimes in California. Now to Alaska's capital, Juneau, where some people have left their homes in anticipation of a surge of floodwater. Rainwater and snowmelt held back by the Mendenhall Glacier is now starting to break through. City Manager Robert Barr is counting on new flood barriers to limit the impact.
Last year, we had in the kind of neighborhood of 300 homes impacted by flooding. This year, I would hope to see that number in the double digits instead of the triple digits.
Flash flooding and water rescues have been reported in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. More than 6 inches of rain fell, nearly twice the normal amount for the month of August. YouTube is the latest tech company to say it intends to use artificial intelligence to detect whether a user is under the age of 18. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Artificial intelligence is very good at identifying patterns, and having an AI effectively try to find people who are lying about their age on social media is a very effective use of it.
Initial testing begins today on a limited number of YouTube users. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Good morning. It's been a mess over here in the Donaldson area from overnight road work on 40 eastbound. Trying to get up past Donaldson Pike. It's been crawling at times from M Hill Pike overpass, which is just up from Fessler's on 40 going eastbound. Trying to get up to the airport there at B&A. It's starting to load up with more volume. 65 northbound as you come up through the Spring Hill area, working your way up through that southern portion of Williamson County. 24 is on the increase, leaving Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, headed up through Antioch. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. Waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're back for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Wednesday morning hump day.
Hump day?
Hey. Glad you're with us this morning. It's Brian.
I just thought of something.
John and Dalton?
If I don't think of it, I'll forget it, okay?
Okay.
Tell John Young that I have an album to give him.
Okay.
WMAK 1300 Gold.
Mm.
Never been, I bet it's probably one of the newer ones that has never been played.
Mm.
And he's got his picture on the front of it.
Didn't you have one of those albums signed
by him? I got three of them. No, he hasn't signed one yet. I'm still waiting for his appearance here on this show. Now I'm going to get him.
Shannon who you had signed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now with
Scott's
remotes
in there,
and stuff.
Alan Dennis and John Young and Spider-Man Harrison, I think. I'm not sure.
We could have him on an episode of this show just remote. He doesn't even have to come up here.
Right. I've tried to work that out, but I can't get these two together to do it. I don't know. I think he's afraid I'm going to go like, oh, it's John Young. But, I mean, he's my idol.
Mm.
John Young is literally my idol.
You changed your name to John after him.
No, but I did use his last name when I was in my little studio at my house when I was 11 years old. I did use his last name, Young.
You were John Young?
No, I was Dick Young.
Oh.
I used Dick Kent and John Young and put it together. I was Dick Young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Nice.
I was 10, 11 years old.
You may get to see him Monday night.
You were as old doing that as I was spotting for football.
What now?
You were as old doing that as I was spotting for football.
That's true.
But he wanted to do it. You didn't.
No, I didn't.
I can't tell you how many hours I spent in that bedroom, you know, like playing music and stuff. I mean, I was 10 years old buying my own singles, you know. Of course, they weren't but 29 cents, I think, at the time, 49.
Mentioned that.
That was a week's worth of work back in the day.
Your
taped commercials.
Sister Angela was up the last time she was here promoting the Sinfonietta, and we talked off the air about that. She said that you would be in your room for hours.
Yep. Yep.
And don't come in and interrupt. Come to the door.
I put a on the air sign on my door. and mom would ask to call for supper. So I had to make my show start like 6 o'clock, right after supper. And then a lot of times I'd get breaks because the Braves were on, because I'd use their feed from WSM to come in and use their feed.
You just turned on the radio?
Yeah, turned on the radio. And I would... do the Braves game, then I'd come back on at 9:30 and go till 10 or 8:30 whenever their game was over, and I'd go to 10. So my hours were weeknights 6 to 10. So
do you know if you had the equipment and ease of being able to do that kind of stuff now, there's no telling what you would have had.
Oh yeah, if you had the
up.
Internet, you would have a whole like podcast.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it'd be like using like a board here to play music.
Uh-huh.
But
it would have taken the fun out of it, probably.
Changing those records
and also
stuff was
don't you
cool.
just kind of hate it now
radio?
Well, I just think it's just become too digital, and I mean, it's not.
No, I meant, don't you hate doing it?
Oh.
You were a kid waiting for this moment your entire life.
I would still like it if I could play the records on the, you know, because I used to come up here and they'd have the two turntables, and I'd like going, gosh, I wish we still could do that some. But yeah, Brian never even did it. I mean, he never did do it, really.
Well,
I used the turntable.
Mm-hmm. But I made my own. I made my own tape. I had a cassette tape that I made. I copied commercials off of the radio, and I'd use them in my show.
So when I started here, I think the station had been talk radio for a year or two, and there was one record player in the studio,
and it's still here.
And there were two in the production room.
Yeah. Mm.
There was also a reel-to-reel machine, several cart machines. And so when you did a Braves baseball game, the last thing you did after the game was do a weather forecast with the Braves score in it. And you would put several weather forecasts in for the night. And the production records, which are still there, have like background music, 30-second. And so you'd have to cue those up. And the record players had felt on it. So you put it down where you wanted it, and you cued the record that way to get it ready to go. You hit a little lever, and it would start, and you would do your weather.
What was, how did you do overnights when you started? Did somebody come up to do them?
We were automated.
Okay. How do you automate not digitally? I'm just
ignorant. So there was a computer.
Oh, so it was digital.
With a DOS-based automation system on it.
Gotcha.
And one of those racks had three big carousels in it. We called it the Beast. And it had 24 carts in each of those carousels.
Okay.
Numbered 101 to 124 on each of those. And then there were a few cart machines at the top, one which was where the weather went, one which is where the news went, and it was programmed in.
Gotcha.
And the Beast ran over.
The best cart guy I've ever seen handling carts is Brian.
I've heard this.
It's like, it was amazing. He was like a magician.
He had four arms. I mean,
like a magician, and he could do it without looking and all this stuff. It's pretty amazing, because I remember when I first started working here, and you know, during the commercials, and we had a little table over here in the back, and you faced the recording room, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. And all those carts lined up, and I said, I don't know how he does that. So
your sponsor sheet, you would pull them out in that order, and start at a certain place, and then when you finished, you would put that over and start a new stack.
And you had to make a commercial. If you made a commercial, you had to go in and record the cart, you know, put the cart in and record it, which I never did quite grasp that totally, but, you know, I did a few.
Yeah.
Jeff got pretty good at it, you know, recording them. And
if you didn't erase the cart very well, you would have some leftover from the old, what was on there before. You took a magnet, electric magnet, and ran it across to erase
the
tape.
I remember having to do that.
Yeah.
I think you did that before you recorded anything. Actually. Yeah.
So your discomfort with recording, that's probably where it all began.
It all began there. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little intimidating.
No help. Just go in there and do it.
Who needs help? Let's check sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres are now tied with the Dodgers for first in the NL West after San Diego won its game at San Francisco 5-1. The Dodgers were beaten in 10 innings in Anaheim, 7-6 by the Angels. The Dodgers had taken the lead top of the ninth on a leadoff homer from Shohei Ohtani, his 43rd. In the AL West, Houston and the Mariners are now tied for first. Seattle won its eighth straight game, 1-0 at Baltimore. Houston was beaten at home 14-1 by Boston. Milwaukee won its 11th game in a row, 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Brewers hit 5 home runs. Pirates only had 4 hits. Toronto beat the Cubs 5-1. The Yankees were 9-1 winners over Minnesota. Aaron Judge hit his 38th homer. The Mets ended a 7-game losing streak, 13-5 over Atlanta. 2 homers for Pete Alonso. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 6-1. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had surgery on his left thumb.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to play.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, the Wake Up Crew continues here on WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome back to Random Questions. 5.5 minutes or some odd of questions we ask our people here. Our people.
Two of our hosts of the Wake Up Crew.
All right. These are kind of different, okay?
Oh,
just want to warn you a little bit.
Different questions today.
If no water was available, what would be your next choice to quench your thirst?
No water is available. Lemonade. There's nothing like, you know, a glass of cold lemonade to get your thirst gone.
But there's no water to make the lemonade.
Well, I don't think. I think there's.
I think you've got. I think it's beyond it.
I don't think it's like there's no water on Earth.
I was overthinking
just
it.
None. Yeah.
Okay. Probably a Coke Zero.
Hmm. I'm sure it would be.
I thought you were going to go with a Gatorade.
What superpower would you least like to have, and why?
Telekinesis. Like, were you reading people's minds?
Oh, I wouldn't want to have that.
I think that would be horrible. I'd overthink everything. I'd, you know, that would not be fun.
Yeah.
I would not want to be Aquaman.
You don't swim? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think swimming and talking to fish would be cool. But you would be able to swim because you're Aquaman.
Well, not if I'm an Aquaman that doesn't know how to swim.
I don't.
What one thing would you put in a time capsule to be dug up in 25 years?
Myself. Surprise! You know, they open it up. It's just no. Probably like a. I think a recording or something would be cool.
Recording,
like a tape or something. Like, this is what the world was like. Look around.
Yeah, I've got some tapes of you back when you were a
Do
kid.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you cared about me until like 3 years ago.
Eh, I take you or leave you. I don't know. Probably a memento or something. A big G sticker.
Of course. One of his shirts. One of his hundreds of branded shirts.
It'd be Rutherford Weather shirt. Uh-huh. If you had to power your home by pedaling a bike, what would you do differently?
I would go off the grid. I'm not pedaling a bike for power.
Dalton, what would you do if you were being charged at by an angry elephant?
I'd stick my hand out and I'd say, shh, it's okay, elephant.
As the tusk is going through your heart.
I'd probably run as fast as I can.
Have you ever been the last to know something, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Do you remember?
Pretty much anything in the family.
They don't give you much information, do they?
No.
I don't either. They don't tell me either. You know.
I try to tell you.
Yeah. I get my information from the little one.
Honestly, Megan probably tells you more than I do.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get my information from the little one. She tells me.
We've become text buddies, you know.
How's Megan's just much better at relaying information than me.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Hey, but John, it keeps me from having to talk to him, so.
You've been summoned to jury duty, Brian, and it's for a high-profile case. Do you serve or try to get an excuse?
Be careful. This is the civic duty.
It is, and I've done that before, and I was on a case when I was younger, but the second time said, well, you work in the media, so you're immediately dismissed. So it's like, why even go through that?
You've gotten me off the hook twice because I work in the media.
Well, and essential job, things like that. So,
all right, what's the last purchase, Dalton, or donation you've made to a thrift store?
Purchase or donate? I mean, I hit the thrift stores all the time for different things. Clothes, baby clothes are a big thing you can find at thrift stores, and like quality, good, because most of the stuff is just not made as well as it used to be.
There was some lady that was ranking the Goodwill stores in Tennessee.
Oh.
And the one in Franklin was supposed to be the best one.
Oh, I go to the Franklin opinion. Goodwill.
Franklin and Madison.
Good stuff.
Brentwood is another good one. Yeah. So Murfreesboro was like fifth, I think, out of the list.
Yeah, ours is okay. The one on Church Street is the best one in town, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Which one of your friends or relatives best fits the description of an ideas machine?
Ideas machine.
Somebody who's always got ideas.
Probably, yeah. Dalton.
Yeah, that's obvious.
None of my friends have ideas as good as me, so.
It's mid-afternoon. This is for both of you. It's mid-afternoon and you want a snack. We'll start with you, Dalton. What's your preferred snack food?
Lately, it has been the Cheddar Jack cheese sticks, you know, little like prepackaged from Aldi. They're very good. Mm. And so I'll eat some of those. That.
I'm into those little Twix, little bitty Twix squares with the cheese, little cheese bites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Can we guess? Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it an Uncrustable?
It's an Uncrustable.
If I remember to put it out.
Yeah, it's an Uncrustable. Yeah. How many things do you carry in your pockets, and what are they?
I've got a small little knife and a wallet. And if I'm out and about, my keys. But if I'm at home or here, I hang them up.
Well, I thought you hung them on a little thing on your keys. You used to carry them.
That was me.
Out.
No, yeah, okay. That's Dalton.
You?
Keys, wallet, phone. Three.
Random questions. That's it for this Wednesday.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep. Raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Jesus.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 Wednesday morning, August the 13th, episode 1720 of The Wake Up Crew.
And we say happy birthday to Shireen Staples, Vicky Young, Joanne Skidmore Luckhart, Roger Sargent, Edward Birch, Frank Frankenbach, Jenny Harrison from everyone at Ryan's, and News Radio WGNS. We've got to get some more names.
We need some more. That's not really the list that we want for today, and we know there's some of you out there, so call and text us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number for you or someone else, or WGNSradio.com/birthdays. We're giving away some banana pudding, so get them in now.
Yes, indeed. I know some of you have called or text, so we've got those. But if you haven't yet, now's the time to get them in.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
It's still a little heavy out here on 40 eastbound, headed over towards Donaldson, but it's moving better than it was where we had to deal with some overnight road work that took forever to clean up near Donaldson Pike there on 40 going eastbound. Again, that should start to get a little bit better as you come past Fessler's, headed towards the airport on 40 going eastbound. 24 is starting to load up now up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Order online today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is now home to Rutherford County's first dedicated orthopedic ambulatory surgery center. The new Westlawn Surgery Center, located at 5109 Veterans Parkway, will celebrate its grand opening with a public open house on Thursday, August 14th, from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m., hosted by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, in partnership with Ascension St. Thomas and United Surgical Partners International. The event invites community members, leaders, and media to tour the new facility and to meet the healthcare team. Positioned in Murfreesboro's rapidly growing Westlawn community, the 13,000-square-foot center features three surgical suites, advanced imaging technology, and pre- and post-op areas. It's part of a broader medical campus that includes TOA offices, orthopedic urgent care, physical therapy, diagnostics, and the adjacent Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Westlawn Hospital. TOA CEO Rob Simmons said that the center brings high-quality, efficient care closer to home, enhancing recovery experiences for patients in Rutherford County. In other news, Tennessee State Senator Ken Yeager has pleaded no contest to a DUI charge following a December 2024 hit-and-run incident in Georgia. The Republican lawmaker from Kingston was arrested on Jekyll Island after reportedly admitting to being involved in a crash. Authorities detected alcohol on his breath, and he later complied with a field sobriety and breathalyzer test. As part of a plea deal, Yeager completed 40 hours of community service and DUI school. While other charges were dropped, he apologized and pledged to regain the trust of his constituents and colleagues. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and time for another fun edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Here is our first question, fellas, for $100. Which of these food items is produced by churning cream? Is it honey, wine, butter, or sugar?
Let's give Brian this one because, you know, Brian probably won't answer any.
I'm going to say that it is butter. And that is the correct answer. Our next question for $200. What name is given to the chain of islands off the south coast of Florida?
Wait a minute. Aren't they supposed to be easy?
Is it the Florida Locks, the Florida Keys, the Florida Gates, or the Florida Doors?
Go ahead, John.
Florida Keys, that B.
And Keys is the correct answer. Our next question for $300. What is measured in degrees of Celsius and Fahrenheit? Is it radiation, temperature, rainfall, or cloud cover?
I don't have to be the host of Rutherford Weather to know that that's B, temperature.
And another correct answer.
He would have stopped you if you were going wrong.
That's true.
For $500, Ontario is a province of which country? Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, or Canada?
It's D, Canada.
And that is another correct answer. Another question, this one for $1,000. Wow. What is the meaning of the word frivolous? Is it profound, silly, hardened, or ticklish?
B, silly.
B, silly for $1,000 is correct.
That's the first, those are the easy ones.
Yeah, so this, now it gets hard.
Now the pressure's on.
$1,000 is for you to keep. But let's continue up the money tree if you decide you want to. The next question worth $2,000. We're moving on. And the question. Which part of a horse rider's body goes in the stirrup? The head, the foot, hands, or shoulder?
You can correct me if I'm wrong because you know more about horses. But I believe that that is B, the foot.
I believe that would be the correct answer.
There's no leg on there, so that would be the only one that would trip me up. So foot.
And is foot the right answer? Why, yes, it is.
Woo, that man, that pause. Woo.
Moving up the chain. You're going to continue? The answer, yes. For $4,000. Which crop failed and caused the famine that hit Ireland in the mid-1840s? Potato, oats, wheat, or cabbage?
John,
no,
I believe that's
you.
The potato famine. Well, we're working together, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good to me. What do you think?
Is that
Brian?
Your final answer?
The Great Irish Potato Famine? That's a thing I've heard of.
Okay.
Is potato the answer? Let's find out.
You guys aren't agreeing with me. What do you think it is?
That sounds good. I don't.
Is it potato? Yes, it is.
You really psyched me out. Why'd you do that?
Do you want to move up the chain to $8,000?
Yes.
Could lose $3,000 if not. Okay, here we go. The question.
Mainly because we've got a minute left to fill.
How many chance squares are there on a standard Monopoly board? Chance squares on a Monopoly board. 1, 2, 3, or 4. Remember, you have all your lifelines left.
I was going to say, John, do we want to use a lifeline here, or are you super confident?
I'm pretty confident, but we'll do 50-50 if you want to.
Let's
50-50 will give you two answers. 1 or 3?
Let's phone a friend.
Your answer wasn't up there?
I think it is. Yeah, it's up there. It's still up there.
Is it? Which one
is
it?
One.
One?
Do you want to go with one?
I don't want to be the one to lose the game.
Let's commit.
Okay. Is the correct answer 1 chance square on the Monopoly board?
No! It is not. No!
Can't remember my Monopoly anymore.
Well, great game.
I don't remember. Take a chance. Oh, yeah, there are 3. I'm sorry.
Well, you know,
that was just a now, valiant I just effort. Now envisioned the board.
We still won $1,000. We'll split it three ways. They're going to mail it to us. This online game we play.
You know what I was thinking of? Free parking. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
And there are three chances.
Should have phoned a friend.
I know. I told you I said to.
Well, better luck next time.
Why are you looking at me? Better luck next time to all of us.
All of us. You included.
I'm more of the host.
Well, you're hosting and playing.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But that is today's edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go three times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adams Place.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If you or a loved one has been injured by a dog, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up on the Wake Up Crew at 7:42, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE are having a virtual annual meeting, and it's coming up on Saturday the 16th, 2 p.m., and you can register to participate in that event and could win big prizes. So you want to do that this week. Also, submit questions to be answered, as well as, well, vote for officers for MTE. Do all of that at the MTE office or by phone. And their offices are on New Salem. MTE.com/annual meeting, where you can find out more about MTE. Lainey Rice is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, nominated for being such an awesome person at her job and doing it with a smile and a kind word every time you see her. So congratulations going out to Lainey Rice, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. You can send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in those good neighbors to us, and we'll take care of the rest.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, God said, come forth and receive eternal life.
Well, yeah.
I came in fifth. Won a toaster.
Replay.
I mean, a top tier joke.
Held up well.
A great return to form for your performance. Very good today.
Well, I would think, like to thank all those who helped keep me in condition, you know, to be able to come back after 2 weeks.
I mean, it was the summer. It was
the
off season, you know?
He was on hiatus.
Yeah. He was, honestly, I think he was cowardice. I think it was cowardice.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
I think it was kind of cowardly. I think the
time off did him good, though.
Yes. Now, we'll see. I won't be here tomorrow or Friday, but we'll see if he can keep it up.
I'm here by myself, and I'm scared.
So, on that note, what have we learned today?
Yes. John's already cleaned up his papers because he forgot we had one more segment left of the show.
He's ready to go.
Well, it's Wednesday.
His water bottle's actually over by the door because he was walking to the door when we brought it up.
Do you have to tell all the secrets, Dalton?
I'm an open book.
Oh,
John. We did spend some time this hour talking about radio in the days when we were first here, John, in our infancy.
Yeah.
When we were mere pups in the 90s.
We spoke about the Music City Loop earlier today.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was my idea, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought it was very good.
It's a very interesting name of a company called, though. Why would you call yourself the Boring Company? I guess boring into the ground, but maybe.
Oh, maybe.
But I initially think of, man, this is a boring company.
I asked the question that took up a whole segment, who's the better spotter, me or Rod?
Yeah, no, we didn't really. I guess you win, but I don't want to. I don't want to lose Rod over anger.
Because Rod, John said Dalton by far.
No, I did not. I think Rod adds a lot to the Never mind.
He does. You're right.
The Boring Company creates safe, fast to dig, and low cost transportation, utility, and freight tunnels. So that's their whole thing. They only dig. Anyway, sorry. I was just looking it up. Why they were called that, and it does not
sound. Rod's coming back for another year, though.
Yes, he is.
He's already committed. He can't. Yeah.
The whole gang. Me, yourself, Bill Hockenberry, Danny Brewer, Clark Blair, Rod Edwards. Got you all taken care of. Starting next week with a Thursday show, this Saturday for the coaches show. But anyway.
We don't do that, do we?
Yeah. No,
do I come in on the first show? Do I have to come to the first Thursday?
He does all the interviews on the first show. That's what he said.
He doesn't come on the first show.
That's it for the Wake Up Crew. Have a good day. Here's our song of the day, Unexpected Duets. Or stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. That's, of course, Little Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. Have a good day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me
nothing. Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Mid to late afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Wind southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 71. And then Thursday, partly sunny. Chance for afternoon showers and storms. And highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 71.
From lift kits to tires. Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready,